My Bible reading for today's lesson is going to be from Romans chapter 12 and Philippians chapter 8. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, reads like this: I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul writes these words: Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. If I were to ask you, what is the number one illness in America today, what would your answer be? Many of us would probably say cancer, heart disease, arthritis, leukemia, or some other illness with which we are acquainted. The truth is that the number one illness in our country today is an emotional illness, an illness that the counselors call depression. Because of depression, thousands of people are hospitalized each year. Because of depression, an additional 300,000 or 400,000 more seek psychiatric help, and almost 14 people out of every 1,000 commit suicide every year. The purpose of this lesson is to provide a course of action and learning how to live the victorious life in Jesus Christ. If we are honest, none of us are exempt from depression. Christians have what Christians call a broken spirit, a spirit that has been broken down by the wear and tear of everyday life, a spirit that has become weak because we have not relied upon the strength of God. Job had a broken spirit. It got to the place where he said, months of futility are my portion. When I lie down, I think, when will it be day that I may arise? I do nothing but toss till morning. My body is infested with worms. Scabs cover my skin. My days are swifter than a shuttle, and come to an end as the thread runs out. Any way we look at it, this broken spirit of Job is about as sad a picture as we can describe. In our terms, Job is saying, I've had it. I'm down to the end. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm broken out with a terrible rash and feel as if I'm going to die any minute. In short, Job was broken. The psychiatrist would say Job was depressed. We have all been there at times. We have all felt that we can't make it any longer. There have been times in our life when we felt that there was no use going on. Psychologically, there are no easy answers for the cause of this depressive feeling. Some people say it's aggression turned inward. We become angry and turn it on ourselves. Others say it is the result of separation or alienation. We become separated from our resources. We feel useless and inadequate. We run out of options, and we can see no way out. But friend, this is when the Bible speaks the loudest. This is when the resources of the Lord becomes more important. This is when the power of Jesus Christ has the greatest message for us. The Bible tells us that we can renew our thinking. We can be transformed. We can have positive thoughts in our lives by the renewing of our mind. It will transform our life, and we start thinking on good things, lovely things, things that are virtuous, things that are true, things that are honest, things that are praiseworthy. If we think on these things, we will indeed be renewed in our minds. We will begin to understand that life moves in cycles. It has its ups and downs. Life is arranged in peaks and valleys. Some days we're on the top, other days we're on the bottom. The point is that normal living, with all of its pressures, problems, and hectic pace, takes its toll and leaves us down. To be down does not mean we are abandoned by God. To be down does not mean we do not have faith. To be down does not mean we have lost our Christian witness. The point is, what I'm trying to say, that life is normal when it moves in cycles. You can change your thought process. There's some things you can't do. You can't cleanse your heart, but you can change your mind and be transformed. Paul says, "Let this mind be in you which was in Christ. Think on good things. Whatsoever things are true, honest, and just, whatsoever things are lovely and of good report, whatsoever things are virtuous, think on these things." You don't have to live a life of depression. The Bible talks about a life of peace in Romans 5:1, a life of transformation in 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible speaks of a life of joy in the book of John 16:24, a life of purpose in Matthew 6:33, a life of confidence in 1 John 5:14-15, and a life of full pardon. To suffer depression is to deny ourselves God's resources in Christ. How can we stay depressed if we live a life of peace? How can we stay depressed if we live a life of transformation? How can we stay depressed if we live a life of joy, purpose, and confidence? How can we stay depressed if we live a life of pardon from sin? God wants you to have His joy, His peace, His pardon, and His purpose. So find yourself a prayer closet, and when you close that door behind you, you'll find that God will open the door before you. He loves you.
You were there for me through it all. When everyone around said that I would fall, you were my friend, and you believed in me. Through the good times and the bad, at times